Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Story Break, a Writer's Room podcast where three Hollywood pros, I use that term very lightly in regards to myself, have 1 hour to break a story for a pitch for an awesome movie.
Yes, you nailed it.
It's new, okay? It's 2018. Happy New Year, everybody. I'm your host, Freddie Wong.
I'm Will Campos. I'm a screenwriter.
I'm Matthew Arnold, professional podcaster, first writer-director, second.
You want to do these intros, Matt? Is that your low-key, passive-aggressive way of saying you want to do the intros from now on?
It was neither low-key or passive-aggressive. It was quite clear. That's what I want to do.
My resolution for 2018 is more bickering on this podcast.
that's what the folks tune in for.
Guys, it's a very special episode. It is our 38th episode. So let's our first of 2018.
This week, we are going to answer perhaps one of life's most important existential questions in the form of a movie or a TV show, and that is this. Why did the chicken cross the road? The movie! All right, here we go. Pretty good. I need my stopwatch.
You guys, okay, found it.
Well, we should probably establish, for those who don't know, why did the chicken cross the road? It is a classic joke that asks, why did the chicken cross the road?
The most common punchline is to get to the other side. According to Wikipedia, it is an example of anti-humor, and that the curious setup of the joke leads the listener to expect a traditional punchline, but they are instead given a simple statement of fact. Why did the chicken cross the road has become an iconic as an example of an exemplary generic joke to which most people know the answer and has been repeated and changed numerous times over the course of history.
But what I think part
where
of the fun of
it start? Do they have like a
they
where to
do
came from?
Actually? This is really fascinating. The riddle first appeared in an 1847 edition of the Knickerbocker, a New York City monthly magazine. And this is the quote: "There are quips and quillets which seem actual conundrums, but yet are none. Of such is this: why does a chicken cross the street? Are you out of town? Do you give it up? Well then, because it wants to get on the other side."
That's very good.
By the way, I unironically love humor books from that time period, like sort of like Victorian era. Like if you can find like a joke book from like Victorian era, like or early 20th century, it's some of the most incredibly just stupid shit. And you're like, was this funny?
Was written when America still had slavery. I don't know what that means, but
oh god.
Okay. I think part of the fun of it is that it's like the G-rated version of the aristocrats joke. It's just that whatever you do the setup and then you can just infinitely riff on some stupid punchline. Like I feel like it's like a knock-knock joke that when somebody sets it up, like the person instead of asking or responding just wants to do their own punchline before you can say it. It's like, why did the chicken cross the road, Will? And then instead of saying like why, you say like something.
What are you talking about?
Cut all that out.
No. We're going to press this. No,
nope.
What version of this joke have you been telling all these? Matt, okay, tell me the joke.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
I don't know, Matt.
Oh, to get to the other side. I say people don't people usually do like used to do like oh to like go to I don't know. Maybe my dad said dumb stuff.
No,
what?
No, keep going.
Keep going.
We're just
going
to keep listening here. Sorry. Keep going. Explain.
I have nothing. I don't know what
So your dad would like tell like well like a Shaggy Dog story about like
yeah
the
or just like say to? Or just yeah. like say some other random thing like he would no maybe it's just the thing my dad would do. He'd just answer the question instead of saying why and then cross the road. He'd just be like to go to you know McDonald's or to do something or
why would the chicken want to go to McDonald's? McDonald's has a lot of chicken.
Anyways, I don't know what I was saying.
Is the chicken suicidal?
Let's start the clock, boys.
Let's start the clock.
The clock begins now.
I had a stroke.
All right.
Okay.
Why did the chicken cross
Well, this
the
is
road?
A kid, just to be clear, this is a kid's anime.
This feels
movie,
like a
right?
kid's DreamWorks anime movie with the guy, the character on the poster, like, with that mouth. mouth.
This is something. All right. I got to throw this out there because this was, I think, when we first talked about this idea, I made this mental note. And I do have to throw it out there because I do think it's fun. And it's kind of cheating because we can't come up with it before. But to me, what would be interesting would be to do like a Run Lola Run type thing where we see like or a Rashomon where we see all these different answers to why he crossed the road, like depending on the context of the thing. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I see this as like a like there was they did a kids Rashomon one. What was it? Over the Hedge? something like that.
I don't know. When I was having my stroke, that's what I was trying to say. It was different versions of the joke.
Oh.
That's pretty good. I was going
to say, what if it was a Born Identity-esque children's thriller, and it's like satellite images? Like, why? Why is he? It's the conversation where they're just analyzing this one event. It's like, what's he doing? And it becomes this like paranoid thriller about the animal kingdom and the like the FBI.
It's like this question that sounds like JFK. Like, it's like,
yeah.
But why did he cross the road?
Yeah, but why did he cross the road? Look, right here, 2103, this timestamp. He's on this side of the road. 3 seconds later, he's crossed. But why? Why? There's a gap in the footage. Who took the gap?
Left and to the right. Left and to the right.
Back.
So we got a run little run type thing. My first thought was
I'm trying to find a good like CIA. Could it be like the Critter Inspection Agency or something?
My first thought was very. Wait, so
I'm Mittens, director of the CIA. Who are you?
I was, yeah.
Matt's putting that down for future shirt ideas.
I was thinking something along the lines of like, it feels almost like a kid's Hamlet because it's like, why did the chicken cross the road? It's very to be or not to be. Like, the chicken has this existential crisis of like, why, like, what is, but like, I don't know how much you do that, like, a kid's movie, but it's like, this chicken doesn't know what he's supposed to be doing. Like,
side note, Matt, I think we're definitely doing Teen Hamlet next week.
Teen Hamlet. Hamlet is Hamlet.
He is a teenager.
He's not a teen. Is he a teen? He's like 19.
Yeah, it's
Prince
very,
of Denmark?
Yeah.
This totally changes my reading of Hamlet.
I think he's I'm pretty sure he's supposed to be young.
He's young, but like,
is Hamlet a teenager on Twitter? I mean, on Google,
Hamlet is 30 apparently.
Oh shit!
The Gravedigger says that he
is an emotional teenager.
The Gravedigger says that he has been in the profession since the day that old Hamlet defeated old Fortinbras, which was the very day young Hamlet was born. Then later adds, "I've been sexton here, man and boy, 30 years." So he's 30.
30 years old.
Okay. So cool.
So
Hamlet's
side
a good
note
idea.
Though, for just the quote for Teen Hamlet, to do or not to do my homework. Anyway, Teen Hamlet's for a later day. Okay, all right, let's just fucking get into this.
Can we just do Teen Hamlet now?
No, shut up. All right, okay. Maybe some of these alternate jokes will knock something loose. Why did the chicken cross the road? Because it was the chicken's day off. Why did a dinosaur cross the road? Because chickens didn't exist yet. Why did the duck cross the road? To prove he's no chicken.
These are all very good. I'm having a blast right now. Keep going.
Why did the chicken cross the playground get to the other slide?
Slow down while I'm writing these down. So for future use, hold on. Just kind of just jot these
You're
down.
Not writing anything down.
Why did the chicken cross the Mobius strip to get to the same side? This is like the dad.
That's some XKCD shit right there. Actually,
whoa, XKCD.
Whoa,
hey,
XKCD
whoa.
Is great.
Whoa.
I'm just saying.
Do you not like XKCD?
I'm XKCD.
Oh,
I'm
no.
sorry. I'm very happy for him. I'm very happy for all the people that like his comic. It's
Randall's
just,
a bro.
Okay, I'm
He's
sorry.
So cool.
I'm sorry, Randall. Okay. Your comic is much more successful than anything I've ever done.
Then
so.
Why did the chicken cross the moat? I'm gonna look and it's gonna be like, oh yeah, this is actually from XKCD.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Okay, for a second I thought it was. Okay.
Well, I am going to just do a quick search for chicken crossroad SKCD because you know there's going to be
He's
one.
Got some fucking gigantic graph of chicken road crossing, and then it's not funny, but it's interesting. People post it on my Facebook wall. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
The main character is the chicken. I mean, that's the thing. No?
But is it? Or is the main character the person asking this question, why did the chicken cross the road?
Yeah, so it's like a
the
like
chicken
a CIA
is a character.
Thriller.
I'm willing to commit to that. There's a chicken. In
yeah,
this
I'm just
movie.
Trying to think of. I'm just trying to think of if I was like, because I'm interested in the chicken. I don't know. I put it this way: is the drama the chicken and why he's crossing the road, or the person who's asking the question coming to understanding the question?
I could kind of go for both of those. Though.
Okay. Well, but is there a way to do both those?
There is an XKCD thing.
And what is
it's
it?
In the alt text of a comic, and it is, why did the chicken cross the road? It begins over 5,000 years ago with the domestication of the red jungle fowl in Southeast Asia and the development of paved roads in the Sumerian city of Ur.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good. It's a pretty good joke.
I kind of want to start the movie with that.
Okay. All right. What does this joke make you feel? What are we... I'll be honest, like... I'm just trying to find something to sink our teeth into here with this joke and how you.
Yeah, I guess that's why I can get to like at least with like, why is the chicken crossing the road? Like I get like, I mean maybe it's because I read, I loved Watership Down as a kid, and like one of the big sequence set pieces of that is the rabbits. They escape the burrow, and they have to, you know, they're moving around the world.
Is that
and
the
they,
one?
They
is
reach
that the one?
They reach a road, and it is this like, and again, it's described from the rabbit's point of view. It is this endless landscape of this hard material they don't understand. These giant creatures whiz by. And they don't stop, and they don't have eyes, and they're wondering what they are. Mm-hmm. And it's like this terrifying moment of like, how are they going to cross this like landscape? And they need to, because there's nothing behind them. Behind them are the farmers with poison, and you know the
so
river
you're saying
they just
so
crossed.
So the answer is, why did the chain cross the road? To escape genocide. It's Chicken
that
Run.
That was Watership Down, essentially. I'm just trying to think, like, I think part of it is, yeah, I mean, at least the Run Lola Run thing is like, you can get. Either way, it's like that would be like, what is his – the tough thing about that is like it would be different because why he crosses the road is his motivation.
It's to
like
escape.
Run Lola Run always has the same motivation, and then it is seeing the different ways
it shakes out.
It shakes
right,
out
right,
as opposed
right.
to it would just be different stories if
think,
it was
wait,
a different
wait,
reason
I think you
for
did
him
knock
crossing
something.
The road.
I like this though. I like the idea of it's like it's a bunch of animals in like some, you know, mega farm or something. This is a movie about like vegetarianism and veganism or what have you, right? Like, but – it's them, and they're like, they're going to chop. Do you know what they do to us in the big house? Like, we got to get out of here. And it's a fun animal consortium trying to get away from being eaten. And it's like there's a giant highway next to the, you know, Tyson Farms or whatever, and they're crossing. And it's like the mean CEO, farmer, executive chasing after him. It's like, I'm going to get your nuggets.
This has never happened before, but you kind of made me realize maybe this is just the shortest episode ever, and we just say, Chicken Run, and we just end the podcast right now. We realize Chicken Run just did it.
No, that was an escape movie. Okay, so no, we're not going to do it. No, I mean, kidding. I do. I was like, I don't want to just do Chicken Run. I keep thinking about the image that keeps. Have you guys seen this clip from? It's some Werner Herzog documentary with the insane penguin.
Shit, that is Chicken Run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit. You guys know the no, Werner Herzog.
So yeah, I know who Werner Herzog is.
He did this. There's this clip of an insane penguin. Like he asks this guy in Antarctica, like, "Do you ever see insanity in animals?" He's like, "Well, one time I saw," and like they have footage of it, and it's just this penguin, like just something's wrong in its head, and like all the penguins are running one way, and then it's just this one penguin running into the frozen tundra on his own into the Arctic wilderness, just to his own certain doom, just running like a maniac, and like it's just like, why is this penguin running into oblivion, essentially.
Okay. To try to go with what you were asking originally, because yes, maybe it doesn't need to be.
Does his lesson
chicken
mind
run.
Perhaps?
Maybe
grasp.
Now I'm thinking an image here is very like the old man from the Pixar shorts. Like, you know, he runs a little shop, and it's like, you know, this is like that romantic, you know, movie France that only, you know, Paris that only is in movies. And he, you know, people come by, and his wife is dead, and he's alone. And like the next door neighbors, there's like a chicken. And every day, like in the morning, as he's having his coffee, he watches the chicken crosses the road and it disappears, and he doesn't know why. And suddenly one day he's like, I want to know, why does that chicken always cross the road at 8 a.m.? And he tries to follow it. You know, the first time he tries to cross the road, a car almost hits him, so he loses it.
Oh, so
the second
like
time, the chicken goes
him,
underneath
like
the fence and he can't get it. And it's like becomes his friend or something.
It's
like
a story
maybe
of him like kind of reentering society.
Yeah,
a
you
bit.
Could do
yeah.
this like kind of like lonely guy, and then this question of like, why is this chicken crossing the road? And it leads him to, you know, whatever, he meets some other old lady in a flower shop, and this whole time this chicken's been trying to get this old man
getting his
old
man
lady,
laid yeah
this old
baby
lady across the coffee
this
shop.
Chicken's your wing end. This it's called Wingman, am I right? Woo.
There is a have you seen there's a Japanese television show clip
where this chicken's down to cluck.
Have you seen there's a Japanese television show clip where they followed this stray dog. Have you seen this?
No.
It's incredible. For those of you who haven't seen it, it's online. Basically they're in like a little like, you know, like Japanese.
Would that be insane if it's like, for those of you who haven't seen it, it's not online.
For those
people
of you
only get it.
It's on my phone. I took it. But it was a Japanese television show where they followed this like stray dog. It's like, where's this stray dog go? Like, because the owner was like, it gets on like this bus and like just goes across town. Like, I have no idea what happens to this dog. And so this television crew follow it, and it's like an amazing story because it's just like it goes around. It's got like all kinds of families it gets food from. It's got like a girlfriend. It's like it's just like a little yeah. It becomes that. It's like a little story of this dog who's just like a man about town, really, and just hanging.
Well,
because
I think what it would be about is like this old man doesn't have. He doesn't have a reason to cross the road.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't have any reason to leave his shop. He's, again, it's like he's widowed. Do you say that on, is that gender specific?
He's a widower.
Widower. Or just widow, because so he's widower.
He's a widower.
And yeah, he's so in like, you know, whatever, he's it's a bakery or a flower shop or whatever it is, and he doesn't have a reason to go outside. He lives upstairs, and this chicken is more adventurous than
him. Dude, how incredible. Okay, hold on, sorry. Okay. How incredible is if you can build it to this, which is why did the chicken cross the road? And it's like, I finally understood. Because it wanted to live.
To get to the other side.
To get to the other side.
Okay.
We need to keep moving.
There are two quotes keep leaping to my mind. Mm-hmm. And this is going to be a little dash of pretension into our movie.
Okay.
So
one is this Werner Herzog quote, which I'm sure you guys know. Look into
eyes. Can I read it?
Huh? Yeah, go ahead, Freddie. Do your Werner.
Look into the eyes of a chicken and you will see real stupidity. It is a kind of bottomless stupidity, a fiendish stupidity. They are the most horrifying, cannibalistic, and nightmarish creatures in the world.
So, okay, for a kids' movie. Okay.
So no. I'm not saying
that's the poster.
I'm
is that the
saying,
poster?
No. Hold on. So I'm not saying that like this is gonna be a horror movie about a chicken, but like so that quote, and then there's a quote in Life of Pi that I think about all the time, which is "Man and animals regard each other across a gulf of mutual incomprehension," mm-hmm. which I always think is amazing. Like as a dog owner, like there are these moments like my dog, I'm looking at my dog, and my dog is looking at me, and there's just no understanding. Like we're just we're both trying, but there is just an incomprehensible gulf between us. And so I think about this old man, because let's go with that. Like, let's just, I'm just
yes,
so we
yes,
don't
yes, yes.
get stuck in a bog of pitching 8,000 ideas. I like that this is someone who, the thing I don't want, it's like, I don't want this to just turn into like, but that's just a movie about an old man. Do you know what I mean? Like, I want it to be about, to feel like a true adaptation of our source material. Do you know what I mean? Not just a sort of loose prompt that we free associated for him. But I like that he is driven by this question. He wants to know why this chicken crosses the road.
Yes.
And, okay. All right. This is, I feel drawn to the absurd here in that this seems like someone who is searching for meaning that can't find it, right? Like he...
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's like, just to get a sense, like tonally, I feel this is very... Amelie or Aardman animated. Like, honestly, like, in a way, it's like this feels like a perfect, like, 30-minute short. But let's try to stretch it.
No, but like a Wallace and Gromit.
Yeah.
Yeah, where the chicken and the guy. Yeah.
Yes, and the guy is like – and the guy is – I feel like the primary dramatic, you know, thrust of this is he is trying – the obstacles would be like – his legs don't work very well. Mm-hmm. He's tired. He wakes up too late. Like he is definitely trying to figure out why the chicken's crossing the road. Like it is like that is definitely the thrust of the movie. It shouldn't be like it's just a loose prompt and then it becomes like about something else. Like I think it is. And this chicken maybe again it starts with like this chicken right. I feel like the first one would be the chicken realizes this guy's following him. So now the chicken is you know messing with him or whatever it is.
How much should we get into? How much should we understand the chicken? That's kind of my thing. Is like it is again because it's like to me the chicken is almost a metaphor for death. Do you know what I mean? Like you're talking about this old guy. He's a widower. He's you know he's alone. Like it is it you know he is literally about to cross over to the other side. Like that's something that is on his immediate horizon. And like you are grappling for meaning, right? Like you're searching. This is very existential. Like but it's like the and then this chicken is this unknowable, incomprehensible thing, right? Like the, you know like at a certain fundamental level. I feel like I just turned into such a pretentious fop this episode. Over Christmas break, I was reading The Myth of Sisyphus by Albert Camus. Classic, absurdist, existential works. But his whole thing
What were you drinking?
A little bit of 18-year-old scotch. to talk about recipe for falling asleep instantly, by the way. It's just,
how many stars would you give it on Amazon? That's kind of how I just judge
you know,
literature.
These stars are such an incomprehensible, meaningless metric
by
stars? Which to...
What
are
you
stars?
Think about it?
Deadlight from Dying Worlds. Okay,
How many of these for a book?
All right.
a
but
work
just,
of literature,
okay, just to trying to build a momentum here. So this guy, he is... He's living in his house by himself. He is kind of again his. Let's say his wife died. He is alone. He watches this chicken across the road and just kind of wander off, and then disappear, and then come back at night.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Where does this chicken go? Like, what is? I don't understand why this chicken does this every day. Right?
And it seems dangerous. It's like it should be this busy. It's this busy. You know, he's in this like the center of Paris or whatever. It's like a big street, and it's like this chicken sits there, and he watches this chicken as it's like looking back and forth as these cars whiz by, and then he makes this dangerous crossing of the road every morning.
Yeah.
So old man's like, what the fuck? That chicken's going to die.
Yeah,
why is he doing this? It doesn't seem like it has any reason to do this.
Yes. Okay. And so then, okay, so that's fun. I like that. And then he is your sort of threshold crossing moment for the man is he is going to cross the road to follow the chicken, right?
Yes.
And he's going to follow this chicken on its journey to try to understand why it's crossing the road.
Yes.
And then so it feels like you're just a rough skeleton of this thing if you're going to do five acts. Like that's the end of your second act is the threshold crossing moment, mm-hmm. right? So your first act is the him and his life, and then he notices the chicken, and then he watches it, and he becomes fascinated with, you know, like the arrival of the chicken and the crossing of the road would be like this sort of like...
Does this have really spark. Good...
At any rate, just keep going for just a second. It feels like he would follow this thing, right, on this adventure, right?
Yes.
But he would get no closer to the meaning of why it crossed the road.
Yes.
And he would meet the lady. He would meet the he would go on. It's almost, you ever see the red balloon?
Oh, the old.
The kid follows the balloon around. Yeah. It'd be like that almost. Like and he is having these adventures, but he's still kind of preoccupied by this question, right?
Yes.
And then, but there would, like, again, I'm trying to think of what your turn is, but like the turn would be like, I don't know, maybe the chicken starts going back, right? At a certain point, the chickens are going to turn around and start heading back, and he's no closer to his meaning, and he's freaking out. Like, what? But why did he come? Like, what did he, like, none of this, like, because it doesn't seem to mean anything.
Well, I
don't know.
Well, I'm trying to think, because I think part of it kind of, not to go to where's Waldo thing, but part of it would be like, it's like the first time, it's like he tries to cross, like simple stuff, just trying to riff on this. First time he tries to cross the road again, like a young dude in a muscle car almost hits him and then yells at the old man. The old man gets scared and he walks back and he doesn't go across. The second time, it's like to the point where then he writes a letter to the city and he gets a stop sign placed in so he can finally like cross the road. But now the chicken just runs across really quickly so he can't chase the chicken. He's like, ah, shit. So anyways, he keeps crossing and then it's like he loses the chicken and he stumbles into a flower shop and meets a woman. And then at first he's like, oh, where's this chicken? And she's like trying to talk to him and be nice and he just leaves. The second time the chicken leaves and goes in a different direction, he walks into a music shop and he hears music. Like you could do these things where it's like the chicken's leading him on all these.
Not just one journey.
He's finally exploring the city or getting out of the house, and he's at the beginning he's ignoring the new stuff because all he cares about is this chicken. And then you could do maybe, I don't know, something makes him like stop care. I don't know. I'm trying to think of where that goes. I don't know what that.
What is his arc? Well, because where does he get to by the end of this thing?
Well, is it a story about here's the question, right? It could be, what's interesting is, one, by the way, you could tie this all together with incredibly black and white shot footage and like done realistically with French, like super pretentious art school voiceover. It's like, what is the chicken? What is life? What does he cross?
I want to put this out there that this is very much a pretentious movie, and it's very much in its DNA.
Okay,
like, well, but I like you.
One way I could see it ending is like let's say a chicken gets to like he's in the city, right? He's in this urban environment. A chicken always gets to like some like just the edge of town, like overlooking some idyllic French meadow, and then stops one second and then just turns around and goes back. Right? He's like, well, I don't understand what the point of this is, and he keeps going. And maybe it's a story about letting community in and letting right, like in terms of like being lonesome, and then because I just in my head I'm like at some point like you get to the point where he gets there, he's like finally like god damn it, like this is stupid, I give up, but then he turns around, but who has followed him but all the various people and the shopkeepers and stuff who are now concerned for his well-being over the course of the short or the movie or what have you, or something that because it feels like it's got to be around him and the chicken or something.
Why
like that?
Did the chicken cross into the road, stuff. Gentlemen?
Yeah, I'm like, let's get to get to the other side. Like, that's the, but to me, like, what is the, like, what is the chicken metaphor for? Like, what is the, like, to me, it is, again, not to just, maybe it's because I was reading.
I got a name for the old man, by the way.
What?
From our listeners here.
Oh, sure.
Braden Werner.
Great old man
Braden.
Name.
Sorry, Braden.
Sorry, Braden. I don't know how old you are, but you have a great old man name. And Werner.
Werner.
Like Werner Herzog.
Like Werner Herzog.
Perfect.
He's
okay.
A German in France.
Okay, so to me, again, like, I don't know, maybe it's just where my brain is going. To me, this is about death, like that, and the chicken is, to me, this metaphor for, like, the incomprehensibility of death, right? Like, that you live this life, and then you are staring at oblivion, right? And you don't know what the meaning of life is. You don't know what the point of it all was.
Wait, is that the punchline of the joke?
What?
Is that another... he crossed the road because it's a suicidal chicken because he's going to get killed by because he's going to get hit by a car.
I mean, that's pretty dark. I mean, that wasn't the other side. I don't.
Well, right? Like, isn't that a valid reading of the punchline of the joke?
I guess. Yeah. I mean, if you want to go there with it. I don't know. That's just. So me. Just I don't want it to just be a total bummerama of a movie, though. Yeah. Like the.
But if you want a pretentious art film, kind of bummeramas?
Yeah, but like Amelie's a pretentious art film, but it's fun.
Yeah.
I feel like this is slightly whimsical. Yeah. Like, it's definitely like low dialogue. It's deliberately paced.
It feels like a Pixar short.
Honestly,
right?
I was going to say it's like a Tati. It's like a Jacques Tati movie. Like, it's very slice of life, and you're kind of following this guy in this, like, I feel like a lot of the characters are going to come from the city and the question. Like, it is definitely existential. Yeah. Okay. So it's, you know, it's one of those movies. It's like, you know,
old man following a chicken around. It's funny.
Yeah, you love it. The kids will love it.
Yeah, it's no longer a kids movie.
It's still a kids movie.
It's for all ages.
It's a smart kids movie.
It's a movie that, like, again, it's like a movie that as a kid you don't want to see, but your parents think that you should want to see.
Yes,
like, my dad would always take me to these, like, kids movies that were these, like, really kind of dry European kids movies, like Secret of Rowan Inish or, like, you know, like, again, a French animated film, and then you're just like, where are the explosions? Where's the funny talking rabbits and songs? It's one of those.
Yeah. I feel like the guy
it's
from
like a
Babe
Triplets
plays.
Of Belleville. Who's the
Triplets of Belleville. Yeah.
Is the animator or who's the guy from Babe? What's that?
George Miller?
No, the old man.
Oh, anyways, the farmer.
He's the main guy.
Okay. All right. How are we doing on time, Freddie?
We are 22 minutes in.
All right. Let's talk about this guy and his world and this chicken. What was it? Just give me just something to just to, again, kind of fill it a little bit more. What was his job? What is it? Does he have a shop, like an old shop? Is he an old scientist, maybe? Like, he was a naturalist or like a, do you know what I mean? Like, someone who was curious about life and, you know, like,
does he live in books? Does he own an old, I know that seems like so, like, you got mail in the million movies, but does he own like an old private shitty bookstore, you know, that's like,
I think where I was going with the science thing was like that this is a naturally, like, this was a
inquisitive
guy.
Inquisitive person.
He was inquisitive.
Back in the day.
Like, his whole his whole life was about trying to wrest meaning from the chaos of the universe. Do you know what I mean?
Can I ask, what is a science shop?
Touche.
It could be his house. It could be his house.
But like, you know, like, or like he sells, like, I don't know, like telescopes and curios.
I could also see it being his house and it's going from like the countryside into the city, right? It doesn't have to be.
I think you do.
Like, what's this chicken doing in the city, bro?
That's part of the fun. Well, because this is romance Paris. This is the, what do you mean? There's like,
so people have chickens in the city.
Yeah.
Like,
do they?
Yeah, dude, have you ever been to East LA? Like, I literally lived in at USC. Roosters. Every morning I would get woken up by my neighbor's rooster. Like, that's a thing.
I do think this is like one of those ambiguous, like, 1960. I feel like this is, again, it feels like Amelie. Like, it's not old timey, but it's not modern, it's like this romantic.
All right.
Like, Triplets, like, it's
okay,
it's,
yeah. Okay,
it's,
right.
It's,
people got chickens.
People got chickens. I like that he lives, because, again, to also just to get to, like, thematically and, like, instantly understanding him, like, right, it's that tiny store wedged between like a bunch of big shops that he
like
literally lives
stores,
upstairs and works downstairs. Like, he does not go anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, instantaneously from like the establishing shot, you're like, this guy is surrounded by this new world and he doesn't cross the street. Like, he lives upstairs and he works downstairs, and you know, you even have, you come into the store because this you know, a local kid that is his, like, you know, the guy that he's his only friend that he's kind of rude to brings him his groceries and he tips him and he leaves. He doesn't even go out to get food. Like, this guy is enclosed and doesn't cross the other side of
it. I would lose the store. And mm-hmm. I would do that again, like, he was used to be a professor or mm-hmm. he used to be a scientist or something, right? Like, imagine what's her face? Marie Curie had a husband. They were like, it was like a husband wife scientist duo, right? And like, imagine like one of those, like, he and his wife used to go to the Galapagos Islands and study the turtles or whatever. Like, the, like,
it starts out a lot.
Oh, okay, bear with me. Yes, yeah, sorry.
But she died, and then that was the moment that broke him, right? Like, he lost. He was like, the universe makes no sense to me. Like, I can't. And so then he just reads his old books and, you know, writes or whatever. He's just a recluse in this house, right?
Bear with me. Yes. He's in the city, right?
Yes.
Okay. Part of the fun of, like, you need, if this person's acting weird, you need the people responding and acting to, like, who is this weird old man?
Yeah.
I think he does. Yes, he lives upstairs. I think downstairs is a small local shop, and it's, you know, it's the family. And because the fun of that is he's always leaning out the balcony and he's writing, he's just in his books, and they're like, oh, that old man lives upstairs. He comes downstairs and he just buys food, and they know him as the guy who lives upstairs. And all of a sudden, you know, now throughout the day, all of a sudden he keeps looking out the window because he's watching this chicken. And then they watch him. He comes downstairs and he's looking. He's like getting into the bread aisle to get a closer look. Like, what the hell are you doing? He's like, that chicken keeps crossing the road. Like, oh man, he's losing it.
It's the family's chicken.
Oh yeah,
they sell the eggs in the market.
Yes, yes, yes. And he's like, they're like, I don't know. Our chicken goes across the road. He's like, aren't you afraid this can get hit by a car? He's like, then we'll get another chicken. He's like, hmm. He's like staring at it. They're like, why does this old man care about our chicken running across the road all the time?
And it feels like the family would care if their chicken was getting out, if they were laying the eggs. Like, that's not something you don't give a shit about. As speaking as, again, a pet. Like, again, like, Matt, if Plato was just wandering the streets.
Well, I mean, I think a lot of people don't think of their chicken as pets. But yes, you're right.
Yes, but even more so, you think of it as food or whatever. Like, you keep a chicken. Like,
but then maybe they are concerned. They don't notice it often. The chicken keeps breaking out and keeps crossing the road.
But it keeps coming back.
It
keeps coming back, but it's at night. It's like the chicken, like at night, like he wakes up and he's just clucking. Oh. And he's like, he looks outside and there's this moonlight chicken like pecking us. He's like, what the fuck? And it's like in the morning it comes back and he's like wiry and awake. He's like, your chicken was gone. Like, what are you talking about? The chicken's been in there. It's locked in there. You're crazy. Like, this guy's
like
losing
that,
it. He's like, no, the chicken is leaving at night for some reason. You have to believe me. They're like, you're insane.
Yeah. By the way, ongoing gag is that the store that's run, it's like, you know, it's a family and it's like an older kid. And he's like in his 20s. It's like he's just waiting for the old man to die because the place upstairs would be great.
Yeah.
So when he crosses the road, he's like, just let him cross the road. Like, dude, that's really dark.
That's really fun. I like that. Yeah.
Okay, so yes. The only thing I like the chicken going out at nighttime. The only thing is I feel like it's like the chicken going out at nighttime feels like it's very like the chicken just crosses the road. Like,
what do you mean?
Well, as opposed to like something about the chicken like crossing through traffic. And stuff
I mean,
is more,
you could still have, like, okay, shit, maybe if it's Paris, you could still have, like, it's a busy Parisian street at night, you know, and they're all, like, asleep, and it's, like, I don't know.
I like it being at night and him trying to prove that something's going on.
Yeah, it's just, like, you guys are crazy.
To me.
Like,
there could be a busy street that he has to cross later. Like, I don't know.
Bear with me. I'm not trying to be difficult, but just, like, it feels like that becomes about people believing him as opposed to, like, something about the guy caring about this chicken that crosses the road that everybody else who has their normal life doesn't give a shit about. They're like, I don't know. There's chickens in the city. That chicken crosses the road. Why is this old man obsessed with it? As opposed to, like, this old man at night sees a chicken. He's like, yeah, hey, your chicken's
in
escaping.
That case, it can't be the family's chicken.
Yeah, I just don't think it's the family's chicken.
I think then
chicken.
You lose that.
Because
then,
it does become about – I feel like it mixes up the metaphor.
And then I would just do that he doesn't know where the chicken comes from.
Yeah.
It would just be that, like, he looks out his window at 7:03 p.m. or, like, you know, 7:05 a.m. every day, and this chicken just walks up to the street. And he's like, where did that chicken – he doesn't even know where the chicken came from.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, he just, and he can, like, he'll, like, you know, be there waiting and, like, you know, trying to, like, look around the corner to see where it comes from.
And all of a sudden the chicken's there.
All of a sudden it's there. It just shows up and then walks across the street,
yes.
Right? And it's this thing calling to him and he has to know.
Because the fun of, like, this old man, this old man, like, slowly creaks down the stairs and, like, everybody in the grocery store, like, rolls their eyes and they get his order ready and he just gives the money without saying anything, walks upstairs. And all of a sudden he keeps seeing the chicken and then, like, they hear him and he's, like, sprinting down the stairs and he runs to the front door and he's like, where'd that chicken go? It's like, what the hell are you talking about? He's like, he just takes his order and slaps somebody and goes upstairs. Like, this old man's losing it. And the kid's like, great. I'm going to get my apartment soon.
He's like fist bumping.
Okay. Yeah, that all works for me.
Okay. It's a fun world we've built.
This little Trey Francais world of the old man
I love
and
the
chicken.
Every time you come down, it's like the kid's on like a laptop or his phone, and he's like just browsing IKEA, clearly looking for furniture and stuff.
That's great. Okay, so I like the kid who wants the old man's
apartment upstairs.
Is fun. Is okay.
Okay. The old man and what is he actually?
What's it all about? What's all about this old man?
Okay, so let's get into it because there's yes, he doesn't work. He's retired. His wife is dead. He was I like some sort of scientist or professor because, again, it's this inquisitive mind. And what I like about it is he's probably given up on that, and this is actually something that's making him think again.
Yeah.
I don't even think he's – like, I don't know if before this chicken if he was like – what was he doing before this chicken? For example, I'm not saying he was a philosopher, but like I feel like if he was like a philosophy teacher, it'd be like before this chicken, he's no longer reading. He doesn't care about anything anymore. He just watches shitty TV and the Tour de France all day and he drinks wine. And then this chicken's the thing that's bringing back his intellectual, he's thinking again. You know, that's what I'm getting to. It's like, what was he doing before this chicken showed up?
What is his, again, to quote old Blake Snyder, like what's his stasis equals death? Like what is his, you know, John McClane looks at the guest list and sees that Holly is using Gennaro instead of McClane. Like he's like, oh shit, I'm losing my wife, right? Like what is his, like, my life is slipping away from me, right? I might as well be dead. Do you do he's gonna kill himself?
He's about to hang himself and looks down.
Like, do you do like he's planning? Like, okay, tomorrow is the big day, and I'm gonna kill himself. And he sees this chicken.
I like the idea.
Like, it's a little dark, but like, could you make that fun?
I like the idea of him standing like at the window, and he's got the chair and everything, and then he looks out, and then just framed in the square of his window across the street is just this chicken staring back at him. He's like, and then he just like looks, and then just comes towards him, and so he's like, what? And he'll get down, like kind of look down the thing, and just sees it like cross, and then just go down. So he's like, what the fuck? That was weird.
And like, literally, like the noose is hanging, and then he steps up onto the thing and is about to. As he puts his head in the noose, he looks down and sees the chicken on the street, and then walks across the street, and he's like,
you could. That's very like delicatessen, like
delicatessen. Yeah.
Like it'd be definitely dark humor.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
But like, you just imagine, right? Like, if there's like this. Okay, this is again trigger warning. This talking about suicide, like in this in a jokey way, and you know, like just as a heads up. Something we all have to be sensitive about now, post Logan Paul.
Yeah, God.
But it would be like, this is a morbid sense of humor. Yes. But it would be like, you would be like, he's in the shop and he's buying this stuff. And you're like, what is all this shit he's buying? And then you realize he's setting up this insane Rube Goldberg thing that's going to kill him. And then he's right as he's about to do it, he sees the chicken. He's like, I have to know what's up with that chicken. I don't know. Too morbid? I mean, that's the kind of the explicit. I'm just trying to dramatize
I think
in a way that isn't just him being a couch potato.
Yeah. I think you can. I mean, it's tough because, like, look, I mean, I'm not saying that old people couldn't kill themselves is less sad than young people killing themselves. But I think, yes, what you're implying is that his wife is gone. It is maybe he feels satisfied. It's like he's got nothing. He feels like he's got nothing left to learn. He's not. He doesn't care anymore. Like, what else is there? And, you know, maybe he read philosophy.
It's kind of like, did you watch A Single Man?
No.
Tom Ford's movie. Mm-hmm. Colin Firth. I always about to say Colin Farrell, but Colin Firth plays a gay man living in, I think, the 1960s, mm-hmm. and he's depressed, and it's about his, like, he's planning on killing himself, and like, there's this incredible, because he's like this incredibly fussy dresser, mm-hmm. and so they do like the scene where he's like lays out the suit that he wants to be buried mm-hmm. in, and then he like puts the tie out, and then he writes a note that says like, it's a Windsor knot, and like puts it on the thing, like, and it's like the, I mean, it might be a little too overt. I'm trying to think. I'm like, you could also do something like he is literally like he's spending the rest of his life savings to buy his funeral plot or something like mm-hmm. that. But like, I do like, as far as a dramatic threshold, like literally like you're about to off yourself and then you see the chicken, like it gives you what the movie is.
Let's go
about.
Ahead and go with that, because like, again, worst case scenario, we're like, oh, he doesn't need to literally be wanting to kill himself. Like, ultimately, if it's like he's ready to die, mm-hmm. right? Regardless, if it's like, yes, he's obsessively planning his funeral plot because nobody else is going to do it for him. And he comes downstairs, and every time he buys the clothes, he adds another thing to this family. He's like, hey, okay, the other thing is I want to be buried this way. They're like, yeah, okay, sure. And he goes upstairs. Like, he cares. Whatever.
I like that a little bit more. Like, I think maybe him just, it just feels a little tasteless.
Okay, so let's say yes. The only thing he cares about now is he's
preparing his funeral.
Yeah. And again, if you want to use a scientist, it could be that, and again, maybe the thing is like his wife died at sea or something, bear mm-hmm. with me, just because like maybe he doesn't already have a place, he doesn't know where he's going to bury himself already. Mm-hmm. If you want to use a scientist, it's like he's spending his time researching acidity of soils and like where he's going to, like where his body's going to decompose the slowest. Like, you just get a sense, like right away he gets like, okay, this guy's kind of a weird scientist dude. He's obsessed about his body lasting as long as possible or whatever.
He's preparing himself for death.
Yeah, he's preparing himself for death. His life has no meaning anymore. What are you saying, Freddie?
I was just like, in my head, I was like, the idea of him like pre-filling out his own funeral's invitations.
Yeah. You know what's great is you do the beginning is like he is just, like your opening is like he's just dotted the last I and crossed the last E. He's got the plot. He's got everything arranged. Yeah. He called the caterer, right? Like it's all set up. And then he has nothing to do now. So you just do him sitting and then the clock ticking. Yeah. He's just now literally waiting to die.
Yeah, right,
and then he's literally just sitting there waiting to die, staring out the window. And then he sees the chicken. Yeah, well, and he's like, good. What's going on with that chicken? Okay, yeah.
In fact, there's a joke when he comes downstairs, like the dad's like, how's the funeral planning going? He's like, oh, I'm done. And everybody in the restaurant stops. And they're like, what now? He's like, now I die. He walks upstairs.
I like the idea
that he's going to wait for death.
I like the idea that at some point, like, he's obsessive as a scientist. Like, he's obsessively, like, figured out his date range. It's like, I believe it'll be a spring death. Like, you know, like based on like my last physical, it will be spring death. And then, but then the point is, like, when he sees the chicken, like, he maybe has a date set, and he, like, erases it, and, like, he's moving, he pushes it to the future. He's like, wait, not yet. Like, I got to figure this out.
One more thing.
Okay, so this guy has lost everything. I like that he used to be... What scientist does it matter? He's a
biologist.
He's a biologist.
Or again, like, just studies animals. Like, that would be the most, you know what I mean?
Biologist, yeah. Studies, yeah, he's a zoologist.
Or a naturalist.
You see all his books on his shelf. He's clearly has written
evolutionary science, yeah, or something like that.
And
his life's work is like understanding the minds of animals or something.
Yeah, his tome. And then it's just, oh, that'd be actually great, because you do then, like, yeah, it's the first thing is he sees it, and then he grabs the book that was written by him and his wife about, like, comprehending the mind, like, understanding animals.
Animal behavior.
He's flipping through it, and there's nothing in there. Yeah.
if he wrote books, at the end he writes, why did the chicken cross the road?
That's great, yeah.
He writes a book about
his
the
last
animal.
Book, yeah.
Yeah, he writes, he starts writing his life musings or philosophy.
Could you do, not to, again, because I'm always a little like, ugh, what's this kind of thing. Could you do, he's consulting this book that his wife wrote, or that he and his wife wrote, but
it's gotta be his wife.
We hear this VO as he's going through it, and it's these kind of like quotes about nature and stuff like that that are informing him as he's trying to do some, but it's his wife's voice in his head.
Oh, that's
maybe?
Good. Yeah,
I don't know.
I like the wife reading it, so it's this like idea of like, oh, he's trying to like reconnect with her, but she didn't have the answer.
Yeah, I think you do something like that. Yeah. I think that's nice. Something I mean, like I think that. Again, ultimately, that he was a scientist, that they wrote books on evolutionary biology or zoology, whatever it is. He's no longer working anymore. He's given up on everything, and yes, this is a puzzle that he needs to solve before he dies.
Okay,
now.
So, all right, so act one, old scientist man living above the grocers is planning, he is planning the last detail of his funeral, right? Like, he's finished his eulogy, and he is, you know, just signed for the funeral plot, which, you know, was the exact spot he wanted because of the soil and the blah, 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 blah. He's got
it
all figured
out.
The
sun path, it's out of the shade, yeah.
And he announces to everyone that he has finished his planning his funeral, and he's now prepared to die, and he's going to go upstairs and wait to die.
Yes, exactly.
So then he goes upstairs, and he's sitting there, and the clock's ticking, and then he sees this chicken, right?
Yes.
And he's, again, like, he's trying to block out, you know, thinking about his life or whatever, and then he fixates on this chicken, and then this chicken, like, just walks across the road, and he's like, what the fuck? And then, like, the next day, the same thing happens, right?
Yes.
Like, you do, like, he stares, and then you do, he falls asleep in his chair, and he wakes up, and he's like, nope, I'm still not dead.
Yeah.
And then he looks, and the chicken's there again, and the chicken
he checks his pulse.
He checks his
pulse. He feels it, and then he rolls his eyes. He's like, still alive.
And then the chicken crosses the road again, right?
Yes.
Do you do like, okay, so now then I think your second act is he's becoming preoccupied with this chicken,
yes.
Right? You know, maybe he even tries to, he pays a couple of the local kids to follow it.
Yeah.
Right? He's like, go follow that chicken.
Yeah,
like,
he asks the people downstairs, hey, do you guys own a chicken? They're like, no. He's like, okay, there's a chicken that keeps crossing the road. They're like, okay. And yes, then he asks, like, hey, have you guys,
you there, boy.
Yeah, he screams down. At the
follow kid. That chicken.
Screw you, old man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then at a certain point, if there's nothing to be done, he's going to have to follow it himself, right? So he gets his coat out of mothballs and puts on his shoes and hobbles down the stairs and goes to follow the chicken.
Yes.
Now we're off on our adventure.
Yes. Act two is he chases after the chicken the first time.
Okay. How are we doing on time, Freddy?
We got 22 minutes
okay.
remaining.
Okay. So we got what happens on this
yes.
journey. These are the things that we need to
the
figure
meat and
out.
Potatoes. And where does he get to?
What does he need?
Yeah.
I like that he starts again. I think I like that. Yes, he starts living again. He goes back to his studies. He writes. He's got something to write about or care about at the end. He's got a reason to live again, at least to a degree. Or yes, he does. Okay.
Yeah, well, yeah. He's because he's got to get on the.
He's gonna stop waiting for death, and he's gonna live until he dies.
Yeah.
Now.
I feel like, you know what's interesting to me. If you're gonna say that his wife was lost at sea, like I feel like the chicken leads him to the ocean.
Ooh.
Do you know what I mean? And I feel like as far as a climax, I could see like the chicken, like, as this is so like French surrealist,
yeah.
Right? The chicken gets to the end of this pier and he's like hobbling towards the chicken, right? And then the chicken looks at him and he looks at the chicken and the chicken flies off
Whoa.
Into the fucking sky, right? And he's like, oh! And then you do like, I feel like he's got to jump into the ocean, right? Like he's just like, he jumps into the ocean and then like he washes back up on shore. Like again, like someone who's been following him saves his life.
Yeah.
And you have this kind of rebirth moment where he comes out of that water, reborn anew. You know, like he, you know, like this, you know, I don't know. know.
I like I was saying the chicken just gets into the waves and just starts
swimming across. That's incredible. Yeah. No, that's
he just watching. It's this old man watching this chicken cross the ocean.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, why did the chicken cross the road? To cross the ocean.
Holy shit. See, I like. Well, you know what I like about that is that if you don't make the answer explicit, right? It's the point is that he doesn't ever quite figure it out, which is kind of. I think it's kind of fun. It's like
I think you do. He laughs.
Yeah, I was gonna do like he watches it and he laughs with tears in his eyes, and then he comes walking into the grocery store, is nice to everybody, and buys himself a cupcake for the first time, and walks upstairs and writes.
No, you do. The end is he comes back in and he buys a chicken and roasts a chicken dinner for everyone. And then he cooks for everybody. Like
yeah, he
used to cook
upstairs
for his wife. Like that, you're like, while she was, you know, maybe she was the professor. She was the scientist. He was her husband, right? Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he was like, you know, like the.
I like he invites the family.
His wife was this brilliant naturalist, and he took care of her. And, you know, he cooked for her, and like he did all of this stuff, but he doesn't take care of anyone anymore. He doesn't take care of himself. He's just waiting to die, essentially.
You know what I like the subtext of that ending, by the way? Is because the subtext of the ending is why? Because he laughs at it. He just cooks for everyone's like, and he kills a chain. Why did chain cross the road? Because it's a joke. That's it. It's funny. It's a joke.
Yeah.
That's the subtext.
Okay.
That's
great. He falls his chicken to the ocean and it crosses the ocean.
Yes.
He laughs. He comes in. He buys a chicken. He invites the family upstairs. They've never been upstairs. Yeah. And he cooks them all dinner. And the end is him cooking them dinner. Mm-hmm. And yes, he makes a joke about how he knows the old son's waiting for him to die and he's going to have to wait a little longer.
Yeah.
And he's asking the young kid how's his studies going. And he's engaging now with the family he's got downstairs. Like he's going to keep living.
And
that's
you do,
great.
He pushes the clock out the window.
Yeah. And he hits somebody and kills them.
Or whatever. Like you do, like he's going to enjoy his life. You know, like he still has lots of life left to live.
That is great.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, chicken leads him to the sea, which is surreal and awesome.
It turns around, it just floats in and then just, just like starts blowing.
Like it's kind of like it's got a motor. Just like a wave. It's like a, not just like it kind of slowly floats away, like a speedboat level wake. As it just
I do feel like, I
do. And then in the distance, a fucking kiteboarder catches air off of it.
Okay. You guys are thinking it's very goofy. I think it's very beautiful. Yeah. It is like, I feel like it'd be like,
it is. It's Swiss Army Man.
Yeah. I haven't seen the Swiss Army. I was thinking it was very cow on the roof end of Oh Brother Where Art Thou, where it's just like it is surreal, like it doesn't make sense. Like he's watching this big wave crash on this chicken. He's like, the chicken must be dead, and somehow the chicken's just still there. It just keeps swimming. He's like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
Like this makes no like. Again, it's like there's mystery again. Like there's mystery to this world. Like he should keep living because he saw a chicken cross the ocean. That's something. Like,
that's not nothing.
Yeah. So
that's really good.
Okay, I like that quite a bit. All right, so we got our ending.
Yeah,
that's a baller ending.
Make this movie.
I like that. I like that ending. If some film school kid makes this film,
no, we're making this movie.
We're gonna come find you.
We're gonna kill you. All right.
You're dead, kid.
We will cut you. All right. Okay.
So in the middle.
So the middle part. We got the bread. We need the meat.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, but just like, what are some of these? Because it feels like a sort of vignette-y, breezy type of movie.
Yeah.
Like, what are some vignettes here? He's got to get on, like, again, like, I like a bit of him having to cross the road seems like fun, right? And this old man almost getting obliterated like 12 times as he's trying to get across the road.
The family's trying to stop him, like, at a certain point, like, the mom who's.
Oh, that's interesting. Like, another character trying to save his life, essentially, right? And then it's, because you could do, like, again, like, actually, a final kind of two side characters would be, like, again, the mom. Who wants to save his life and the son or the daughter who wants the room upstairs and is like always like, maybe we just let him get
exactly.
killed.
Well, it's the classic, like, he has a reason to live. Like, there's these people
who care about him.
Yeah, there's these people downstairs, like, he is, whether or not he accepts that they're essentially his family. Like, he sees them every day.
Yeah.
Clearly the dad cares for his well-being. The mom always puts extra, like, a chocolate bar in his groceries, even though he always underpays them. Like, you know, he has the bratty grandson that's just waiting for him to die. But he's essentially got a family that he doesn't accept or realize.
Yeah.
He's got reason to live. There's people around him.
Yeah.
It does feel like it would be nice, like, him stopping the clock is good. It feels like there'd be, like, for example, like, an actor, there'd be, like, it's tough. I'm trying to think of, like, what's that moment, like, right, if it was going to be that he, never mind. I don't know. I'm trying to think of, like, some other dramatic thrust underneath it, like, this is not it because it doesn't make sense for the movie, but it's like, you know, if like he was late on rent or was going to lose his apartment, and like, again, and originally he wouldn't care, but now that he's chasing the chicken down, he can't. Like, the end of the third would be like, I'm keeping this play, but it's like, it's not that, but you know what I mean? I'm trying to find something that.
What if you just do his old shitty body is going to conk out and kill him? Like, I mean, like, you know, like he has pills he has to yeah. take every day, right? Like, the.
Oh, okay. Well, that's kind of
the
what
pills
I mean,
are
too.
Keeping him. Like,
no, that's kind of even yeah. what I get to. He stops taking the. But when he's finished his funeral.
Yeah.
Arrangements. He stops taking his pills. Mm-hmm. He doesn't care. I don't need my vitamins anymore. Who cares? And now, like, the third time he's chasing the chicken, you see him wake up and he's seeing the chicken cross the road and he pops the pills in his mouth and goes downstairs. It's like, okay. Like, yeah, at least something clear that's
or
like.
Or you do, like, a when he's preparing to die, you see him dump all of his pills into the toilet and flush it. And then, like, you do as he's chasing the chicken and he's like following it. Like, if the chicken gets on a bus and he's about to get on a bus too or whatever, like, or hop on a train, and then, like, his watch beeps and it's like, oh shit, it's time to take my pills. Yeah. And then his eyes go wide with alarm, and he flashes back to the toilet. He's like, "Oh shit!" And you just cut to him like having
to the pharmacy,
or he's like trying to outwit the. And again, it's like him trying to outwit the ATM, like to get cash or whatever, and he has no idea what he's doing.
They're like, "Sir, you lost all your medication." Like, yeah, it's like, yes.
Now he needs money to buy pills so he can, and then he looks in the, he sees the chicken, and the chicken, like, looks down at, like, there's this, like, busker, like, playing music, and then, like, it's like he's got all this money in his violin case, and he looks at it, he looks at the guy, and he, like, runs with it. I don't know.
Okay.
It's a mime.
It's a mime. Okay, but Act 3 more or less is starting to track the chicken down. You're seeing this montage of, like, first he can't even cross the street, then he does, and then he finds the chicken. He loses the chicken underneath the fence. He comes back the next day. This time he knows that the chicken's going underneath the fence, so he just goes around through a shop and goes in the back alley. What's fun is also it's almost like a demon. I was gonna say that. It's almost like Demon Souls, where it's like he gets a little bit farther each time.
Yeah,
like he
starts, Dark Souls reference?
Yeah,
are
like
you kidding?
Well, like, as in, like, he keeps, like, the chicken's always taking the same path. And it's like he keeps finding a new. So, like, now all of a sudden, because the fun of that would be, like, you know, you're seeing him literally get proficient chasing the chicken to the point where, like, now it's like 2 weeks into it. And, like, the butcher shop knows he comes into their back. He comes in their back way and goes straight through their
it's
shop.
Like a
because
Groundhog's
he,
Day ass.
Exactly.
Yeah,
like, the guy's like, hey, sir. Like, hey, Walter. He's like, huh? He's just like, still chasing the chicken. It's like, now the town's just learning about this old man who keeps chasing the chicken down, which they all start helping him. Like, they know he's going to go through. Like, the first time he goes to the butcher shop, he bumps into them and he falls. Now they know, oh, Walter's going to come in at 8 a.m. walking through the butcher shop.
So they hold the door for him.
Exactly. Stuff
the
like
guy's
that.
Like checking his watch. He's like, and here you go. He's a good morning. He's like,
That's fun.
Okay.
Fun.
Yeah.
So I feel like what's the lope? Okay. So, like, again, it'd be like, it feels like there's a lope basic thing. It's like, it feels like he would.
I got it.
Yeah.
His low point is his body craps out on him. There is some obstacle he is not going to be
some
able to get past.
Like, steep set of stairs.
You would
or something,
be like, because it would be something that, like, because then I feel like it's the chase is over and he's never going to find out what happened to the chicken, right? And then, but then it's like all of these people he's met come together and help him.
Yeah.
It's like the whole run. Do you know what I mean? And they are the ones who let him finally get to the chicken, to the sea,
dude,
and then he sees it fly off.
Dude,
and he
bear with me. It's that, but one thing further. I feel like in terms of embracing the mystery, yes, mm-hmm. everybody, he's given up. Yes, he's bedridden.
Yeah.
He can't even look out the windows to the chicken anymore.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't even know if it's still there or anything. And then, yes, it's like he finally gets up and now he's got to use a, it would be like now he's got to use a walker.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right, he's actually hurt enough, and he can't even chase the chicken anymore, and he's looking at it. I just want that moment where it's like he thinks he lost it, like he's chasing after the chicken, and he's about to turn around, and he turns back, and the chicken's waiting for him. And the chicken just walks slowly, and he just walks with the chicken. The chicken's looking back, and literally the chicken's leading him at the end. And he's just, that was just him walking with this chicken.
How is it different from the beginning, though?
Huh? So the chicken's running. The chicken's not waiting.
Well, no, like, but I like the idea. Well, so... I get that, but I also like the idea of sort of what Will's saying, where it's like if it's like the chicken goes up this like steep set of stairs.
Yes, I think people should help him.
At some point, he goes and he collapses and he's in bed, and then it's like
it would be like all the people
carrying
his
bed
to follow the
chicken. to the seaside or something.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I just think the final moment with him at the ocean, he needs to be by himself.
Yeah,
is what I'm getting to.
No, that's
like,
true.
Or it could be he's there and they're like, he's over there. It's like, will you go? He's like, let me see this. And then, like they're about to go, and the guy's like holds his arm back, and the kid's like, wait, this is his moment.
I feel like here's what I'm getting to is I feel like ultimately him here's what I'm trying to get to is like I think that is very similar to him. He's gonna find his family with the with the at the end, so it shouldn't be just.
What if it's he? Well, here he has to ask for help.
Yes,
do you know what I mean? Maybe that's mm-hmm. something like that. Do you know what I mean? Like it's. Because it just seems a little sappy. Like, oh, then they all help him. Like, it's maybe you do that. It is like, and again, it would be the kid who wants him to die, right? Like, the kid who's waiting for him to fucking croak so he can inherit this apartment, right? Like, this would be the one guy. Like, he has to beg someone for help, like, to help him go find the chicken, and this guy helps him. Do you know what I mean? Like, and that you actually save that for, do you know what I mean? I don't know.
It is. On that point, it's like, I think what ultimately matters is that. When he's down and out, like, right, he's waiting to die, and now he's found something that's worth living for to figure out where this chicken's going.
Mm-hmm.
He gets the closest to death. He gets hurt. He breaks his hip, whatever it is. He's bedridden, mm-hmm. and now he's injured, and now he's super slow. He can't even walk very well. He's got this walker. And again, maybe it's like he's given up again. He's back to where he was essentially at the beginning. He walks downstairs, and they're like, hey, it's already 7:30. Are you going to miss the chicken? And he's like, what's the point? And he goes back upstairs like, oh, no, like, mm-hmm. old man's going to die. And yes, the guy who's been waiting for him to die, maybe he goes up and is like, hey, like, aren't you going to go figure out, like, what you do? And it's like, I can't chase. I can't walk anymore. It's like, what's the point? It's like, I don't know. Like, whatever. So the kid says something that makes him do it. And the next day he wakes up and he can barely walk. And he crosses the street so slowly the chicken's way gone. And you have this scene. It's like, it's the opposite of the most perfect scene of where he's moving quickly through the city and everybody's helping him. Like, he stumbles into the butcher shop. They're like, you're like an hour late. He's like, yep. Like, the old legs don't work like they used to. And he keeps, I don't know. I'm trying. It's like, he gets to the point where there's one point where he loses the chicken at the end when he gets hurt. And this time he gets there and it's like nighttime. It's like, it's crazy that he's still moving through the city even though he's injured. And he gets to the place where he lost the chicken the first time. And then the chicken's just there waiting for him. And it's like, it's his reward for still going even though he's not going to get it. And the chicken, he gets in and he's like, oh my God, the chicken's waiting for him. And then the chicken leads him to the ocean.
I'm with you. I think it would be, again, to go back to my myth of Sisyphus for a second.
Yeah.
Like, it would be something along the lines of, this is maybe a little trite, but it is that the meaning, the thing that he comes to is that it is the search for meaning that defines him, right? And that is why you get up. Like, it is not, again, like, in what Camus kind of thing in Myth of Sisyphus is, he's like, though, like, you know, like, there's this gulf, right, where it's like, the universe is fundamentally incomprehensible to man, right? Yeah. Like, what he's saying, like, it's just beyond us, right, to understand it, right? So then what is the meaning of life? Why shouldn't we just kill ourselves if it's just chaos, right? Like, why do you get up in the morning? Like, if you can't have any meaning to your life and you're just going to die without, and it's just not going to mean anything. And what he kind of comes to with the myth of Sisyphus is that it's like, man's grappling with the absurd is what gives life its meaning, essentially. Like, that you are, it is that there is something manly about that struggle, that, like, there, the light, that the universe is meaningless, yet, but we stare into its meaninglessness and we don't falter and we don't lose our bravery and we stare into it and we try to wrest meaning from it. That is this beautiful struggle.
Yes. Okay. I got this. Okay. I got this.
All right.
The end of Act 4 is the kid who's been waiting for him to die. It is. Yes. It is. I would do. He's still a sprightly old man. He literally.
Sorry. Just interrupt. The kid wears this. The kid is death. The kid wears this black hoodie. And he's the Grim Reaper. Not that the kid is literally death, but just in terms of, like, how you categorize the kid. Like, I like that. Anyway, keep going.
By the end of this, like, Groundhog Day-esque thing, he has this path. He meets the butcher. He meets these people. All these people know him now, and this path that he takes, and he's never quite gone there. The kid asks him, when the guy's given up because he can't chase the chicken anymore, he's not fast enough anymore, the kid asks him, he's like, why did you cross the road? The question is, why did he keep doing it? And it doesn't matter if he can chase the chicken or not, and he just strolls. He takes the same path. Like, the chicken beats, like, he can't even chase. The chicken's
lost.
Gone.
The chicken's beat him, quote-unquote.
He goes to the butcher shop. He's like, hey, the chicken's there. He's like, yeah, I just wanted to see you. Like, nice to see you, Walter the butcher. He's like, oh, thanks, man. You're doing good. And he keeps walking. He goes the same path, and he has a life now.
He sees the, yeah.
He has the city. He sees the people. Yeah. He has the path, and he gets to the place where he lost the chicken. He sighs, and he turns back, and he's going to walk back home because this is his life now. It's like, he's going to stroll through
and
the city.
He sees the
and
chicken.
Then he sees the chicken.
Oh,
the chicken's
God.
Waiting for him.
So that's extremely
the chicken's
good.
Waiting for him.
That's extremely good.
Yeah. And then he walks. He sees the chicken cross the ocean. He laughs and cries. And he goes home and he invites them all upstairs
that
for a chicken dinner.
That is beautiful. Why did you cross the road?
Yeah.
Is great.
This is really good.
All right.
I like. Okay. That's friggin' dope. That's so good.
Because it's Death asking him that.
Yeah,
right?
Okay. It's just, yeah. I just love because you always see Death as this bony old man with the thing. Yeah, but I like reappropriating the hoodie as like it is the hood of the Grim Reaper. It's how just this kid on his phone, right? Just like,
and by the way, for the older generation, how much of a better symbol of Death than everything you understand and all the new generation coming up? And it's like, that is the symbol.
Well, what I also
of
like, it's also like the circle of it is like he's become that kid's chick. Like, it's also like. For he's obsessed about a chicken. Everybody else, like he's become. Everybody's like, why does Walter keep chasing after the chicken? He realizes like life is just this continual sense of mystery, and it's all why did the chicken cross the road? Yeah. And you're never gonna get an answer. It's just.
And then yes, that he crosses the road again at the end. Yeah. Fuck the chicken, right? Yeah, just to, for the beauty of crossing the road.
Just to cross the road.
Just to see what's on the other side. Yes. Just to get to the other side.
Just to get to the other side.
Just to get to the other side and to see what's out there, right? Yeah. So then he sees, and he finally sees the road. That he sees the path for the first time, and he sees how beautiful the flowers are. He's, you know, he smiles at the friendly butcher, like he sees the playful cat running across the street that he's never noticed before. Like, you know, and he's enjoying this walk. And then as he reaches the impossible wall, and then he sees the chicken leading him another way to the ocean.
Yeah. To the abyss. Yeah. To the endless
mystery. Yeah. Shit, that's pretty good.
You know, you started this as saying this is a pretentious French art film, but I watch a shit out of this. This is really...
I think the most I've been like, we should just make this movie. I just want to write this movie.
This movie gets 3 out of 3 I'd watch the shit out of this. Is.
That's pretty good. Well, listen, very good. We're going to figure out who to pitch this to. But when we come back, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to try and pitch this to an unnamed studio executive in the elevator pitch. Stay tuned.
Hello, Internet. I'm your husband host, Travis McElroy.
And I'm your wife host, Teresa McElroy.
And together we present Schmanners.
It's extraordinary etiquette.
For ordinary occasions.
We explain the historical significance of everyday etiquette topics, then answer your questions relating to modern life.
So join us weekly on MaximumFun.org or wherever podcasts are found.
No RSVP required.
Check out Schmanners.
Schmanners. Get it?
I'm Matt Arnold. I'm one of the people here at Storybreak, and we just did our best to break. Why did the chicken cross the road? And here we have Will Campos is going to pitch this to the chicken himself. You may not know this, but the chicken's actually the one who asked us to make a movie about him, and I hope he enjoys it.
Oh, glad to be here at Global Farm Corps. Oh, hey, chicken. Come on. It's wonderful running into you in this elevator. I didn't know chickens could reach the elevator. What floor are you going to? I see that you can't be... Oh, no. He's fluttering up, and he's just pressed the penthouse floor. Sounds like the chicken has a big meeting. Well, you know, while I've got you in this elevator, I would love to pitch you a movie we just came up with, because it's actually about you, the chicken. So everyone knows the classic joke, why did the chicken cross the road?
Come on.
To get to the other side, of course, being the answer. Well, you know, what I love about this joke is that it's a very silly joke, but it's also a very deep joke. Like, it's almost like a Zen Cohen. And so we wanted to do a movie about this joke, and we were like, how can we really bring the sort of soul of this joke to life? So here's what we've got, is our main character is this old man living above a shop in France. He's a lonely old widower, and he's preparing to die. He thinks, my wife is dead. Like, he's planned the last dotted the T's and I's of his funeral, and he's waiting for death. And as he's looking out the window on what he's hoping will be his last day on Earth, he sees this chicken on the corner of the road. And he looks at the chicken, the chicken looks at him, he has no idea where it came from, and then it just walks off onto the other side of the street. And he's like, why is this chicken crossing the road? And then he waits all day and it doesn't come back, but then the next day it's there, and he becomes obsessed with this chicken, and he goes on this adventure through Paris, following this chicken all up and down the streets, meeting all sorts of crazy new colorful people and characters, and it's this sort of search, and it's this thing he kind of comes out of his shell, he becomes a young man again in a way, as he's chasing this chicken down looking for meaning. But of course, tragedy strikes before he can finish following his journey. He breaks his hip and he's destroyed that he won't be able to follow the chicken anymore, until he has this meeting, almost like a meeting with death, with this young man who's waiting to inherit his apartment when he dies. And it's this young kid in a hood, like this black hoodie, and the kid asks him, you know, like, you've been searching for this chicken, but why did you cross the road? And our sort of beautiful emotional epiphany he has at the end is that this chicken has gotten him to live his life again. And it doesn't matter what the meaning of the chicken was. It's, why do you get up in the morning? happening. And so he gets up out of bed using a walker, and for his last day on Earth, he's going to take a beautiful walk and just enjoy that path that the chicken had been leading him on. And, you know, without the chicken there to guide him, suddenly he notices the beauty of life around him. The flowers, the trees, the birds singing in the air, the smile on people's faces. And as he comes to the point where he lost the chicken, he sees the chicken again, and it leads him to the ocean. And you have this incredible moment where he realizes that the chicken has led him as far as he's going to go. He's like, where can the chicken go? Chickens can't swim. The chicken hops into the ocean and floats off across the sea. And the man is presented the ultimate sort of existential image, this tableau, a chicken meaninglessly searching into the, swimming off into the void. And he laughs. He gets the joke. The joke that nobody gets. Why did the chicken cross the road? He finally gets it. And he returns home. He invites everybody in for what else? A beautiful chicken dinner.
Oh, no. Oh, no, you lost that. I'm sorry, Will. The chicken has flown out of the elevator. I thought you had it, but you blew it at the end with a horrific image of literally. Here's a quick professional tip for you all. Don't end your pitch with the image of the person you're pitching to murdered and being eaten by the main characters of your movie.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, kind of bad form there.
I kind of got so carried into the pitch, I forgot to read the room. That's
reading the room.
You know?
Step one.
Darn it.
Well, that be a lesson to you and to you all listening. Thanks again for joining us this week on Storybreaker. If you're not following us on Twitter, we are at RJ Store. But thank you, Brayden, for submitting your name, by the way.
Chicken, come back. Wait, I just meant that he checks in for dinner with everyone.
Oh, there you go.
And then they have a tofurkey.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, we can workshop it.
We got it. This movie's being made now.
If you want your name to be thrown into a potential future episode, hit us up at RJ Storbrick. We add it to a Google Doc of people's names. So, Brayden, thank you for lending us your old man name for the old man in this episode. Anything else? I heard there was a good iTunes review on there.
Oh, we did. Thank you to everyone who's been leaving us reviews on iTunes. It helps us out a lot. I'll just read the last review because I did think this person's confidence just blew me away. This is the review, Give Me a Break, by R. Alistair Brown. I'm a big-time podcast reviewer, and my opinion is both measured and important. These kids are the real deal, babe. They're going places. Thanks for the fun, guys. Keep up the great work. So,
how many podcasts has this person reviewed?
This person has reviewed 3 podcasts all today. So my new favorite podcast reviewer. Well done. Anyway, yeah, if you guys want to leave us a review or just give us a shout on Twitter, you can, again, follow us at RJ Story Break.
And Will's personal Twitter.
It will be Campos on Twitter. I feel gross plugging that. I don't know why.
Whatever.
I'm a dirty boy.
How about we just say our Twitters all at the same time? Right?
All right, ready? One, two, three.
And Will be Campos. Arnold.
Okay, everybody, thank
Whoever
you.
Whoever makes a poster for this, please, the quote for this episode is, I am a dirty boy, Will Campos.
Thanks so much, everybody. We'll break you next. That's weird. I don't have a good ending. We'll see you next week, everyone.
SF Sketchfest is just around the corner, January 11th to 28th, and there will be plenty of Max Fun shows there to represent. We're bringing Judge John Hodgman on the 11th, Jordan Jesse Go with special guest Andy Richter on the 12th, Schmanners on the 14th, We Got This with Mark and Howe also on the 14th, The Greatest Generation and Friendly Fire Podcast Super Show on the 17th, Pop Rocket host Guy Branum's talk show The Game Show on the 19th, and One Bad Mother on the 21st. You can learn more about these shows and get tickets at MaximumFun.org/SFSketchfest18. Get your tickets now.